Homily for Monday, the 13th of March. This is the homily which I gave yesterday at the 11:30 a.m. liturgy. The gospel from John was about the Samaritan woman at the well. If you listen to me, you will find within yourself living water, a spring pouring out eternal life. That's what Jesus tells the Samaritan woman. I'd like to reflect on this. First of all, this Samaritan woman is not a likely person for Jesus to be talking with, simply because she's a woman. According to the norms of his day, Jesus is clearly misbehaving. A rabbi's not supposed to talk with women in public, especially about a male-only topic like religion. But he does. He does. He breaks through a barrier made by human hearts, not God's. And he challenges us to break through barriers we've set up. He's teaching us people we think unlikely to be spiritual have the spring of eternal life within them. God's life, God's spirit leaps up in them. But are we listening? Are we listening to Jesus? The Samaritan woman is also seen as not a worthy person to be talking with Jesus. She's 5 times married and living with someone not her husband. And there's something else the story itself tells us about her. In the Mediterranean world of Jesus' day, life was strictly compartmentalized according to gender. Women had their place, the home and kitchen. Men had theirs, the farm fields and marketplace. But both had the village well in common. So using the well was carefully controlled. Women could use the well only in the morning and evening, and men during the day. Now we are told this woman comes to the well at noon. She's coming at a time when only men will be there, and she'll be the only woman. So it looks like she's on the prowl again, on the prowl for husband number 6. And there's Jesus, the young, available Jesus. So Jesus shouldn't really be talking with that kind of a woman. But he does. He does. He breaks through another barrier and invites us to do the same. Again, he's telling us the so-called unworthy people have real life, eternal life within them. So, a question. Who are our unworthy people? We have them, don't we? And what about the unworthy parts of our own lives? We have them too, don't we? Jesus is telling us God's life, God's very spirit, gushes forth in people and places we think unworthy. But are we listening? Are we listening to Jesus? For Jesus, words like unworthy, unacceptable, simply do not apply when it comes to God and God's presence. So let's recognize how fortunate we are that God does not share our sense of moral correctness. Jesus is God. Doesn't know where he's not supposed to go. God is present in our homes and churches, and also in our abortion clinics. God is present in our schools and universities, and also in our porn networks. God is present in Washington and in Beijing. Present in Rome and in Mecca. And where there is love, straight love, gay love, queer love, there too is Jesus' God. So Jesus' God is very careless, about our rules. Lent is a time for learning to become careless, careless as God is careless. It's a time for breaking through barriers we've set up to God's presence. And Lent is a holy season for learning that worthiness, our worthiness, is not God's issue at all. It may be our issue. It may be an issue for some church leaders and people, but it is not God's issue. In Lent, such a blessed time, let us search for and find the living water within us all. Then, like the Samaritan woman, we will have good news to share with others. We have found the Messiah who saves us all, truly the Savior of the world. If we listen to him, we will find within ourselves living water, a spring pouring out eternal life in us all.